All right. Okay, so welcome to our very first Right Side Trading podcast. This is brand new to us, and I have on the line with me my business associate, Solomon Davis, with Right Side Trading as well. Not Right Line. There's another company called Right Line. We love the guys from Right Line, Mark Sachs and Rory, but this is Right Side Trading. And so, anyways, I have Solomon on the call too as well for our very first episode. So, Solomon, say hi to everybody. Hey, guys. All right. So that was weird. You want to try that again? It's like we're kind of going back and forth. It's like, yeah, I can hear you. But as it was one of those things where we were kind of going back and forth. It's like, hey, Solomon, say hi. It's like, hello. Hello. It's like as if you weren't sure. Say hi to everybody, man. QQQ specialist. Look at that. It's QQQ. And, you know, guys, I have to say, I do have to agree with that. Now, I don't trade the QQQs, but Solomon definitely. I mean, ever since I've known Solomon, that's literally all you've ever traded is the QQQs, right? I like that. I like that because, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you just got to be either all in or it's kind of like live or die with that one strategy. So that's good. That's good. All right. So what we are trying to do here is give people a perspective that is, you know, really just our perspective on how we see the markets. Now, we have done really well and been successful in the way we trade our strategy. Now, I understand there's a lot of different strategies out there, but going forward, we want to do an episode frequently that we'll just kind of talk about what we see that is going on with the markets. And so that's kind of like what we're going to do today. Now, let me ask you a question, Solomon. What do you think about this market right now? I mean, that's probably the biggest question on people's mind right now. What is going on with this market? Are we in a bear market? Are we in a bull market? What are your thoughts on that? Okay. Now, you're looking at this on a daily chart, intraday chart? Like, what time frame are you really looking at? Okay. Oh, so NQ. All right. So what is the ticker symbol for NQ? Is this slash NQ? Or I don't know if it's like on stock charts, what is going to be slash NQ. Let me see. It'll show me. Hold on a second. So now that this is not happening, let me see. Nope, it's not giving me any of those. So when you say the QQQs, you really are talking about. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Well, I'm not sure what it is on stock charts, so maybe I should log into another platform just to see what that would be. Let's see. Yeah, I'm thinking about joining that one. I'll see. Yeah, I have it in here. I just have to log in is what I have to do. All right, so that would take a little bit, but nevertheless, we'll wait on that. But for the most part, what you're saying is that people can see what is happening right here, and that kind of gives you an idea of what is going on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, sure, absolutely. And I think, you know, because that's one of those words that I don't like to use when it comes to trading. It's like, it's what we see and trade what we basically see. So there's a number of things that I see just even looking at this chart. Unfortunately, I can't draw any lines on this. And for those of you guys who might be listening to this on the podcast, you wouldn't even know what lines I'm talking about. However, what I am kind of seeing is the fact that, you know, at any point in time, every chart has some type of pattern. And it's all predicated upon support and resistance. It's just that we need to figure out what type of support are we looking at? What type of resistance are we looking at? And right now I can see just different patterns that are beginning to form. It's what I'm looking at. And let me see if I can bring up the chart on the SP, on Thinkorswim. And that way I can show you exactly what I'm talking about. For those who might actually get the video of this, we would do our best to try to get this on YouTube and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But for now, let's just see what we have here. So in queue, I got my Thinkorswim up. And what I'm going to do is bring the chart over here. Okay. So let me do this real quick. I need to set this up the right way so I can have a – I don't usually trade futures. So let me take that off. All right. I like to have a clean sheet. All right, there you go. So here are some things that I am seeing as far as the chart is concerned. And actually, this was better on – let me try one more thing. Let me try this on the QQQs first. Okay. And let's do something here. Yeah, I'm looking at QQQs for a second. I just saw something real quickly on the QQQs that caught my attention. So if I zoom in right here, yeah, on the daily chart, and what I'm doing is I am drawing a line from the high that we had back on January 26th, taking that, drawing a line, and connecting it with the low that we had on, what day was this? This was March 2nd. So you take the high of January 26th, connect it with the low of March 2nd. And that is something that I am looking at as a potential, and extend this to the right. And what this is now showing me, this like there's a possibility that price on the NASDAQ or the QQQs, I should say, could come down to this level and bounce back off of it, because on that March 2nd, that same line ended up being a potential resistance. I mean, support, and maybe it might do the same thing again. But time will tell. We'll see whether or not it would actually do that. You talking about on the 26th and 27th? Okay, yeah, actually, it was the 26th and 29th. You're absolutely right. We had a bearish Rami signal. And you talking about the peak that we had on March 13th? Okay. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You talking about this one right here? That is, we're talking about on February 27th. So you're absolutely right. And what you're talking about is basically these. Let me see if I can highlight these for those who might see this on the video. Basically, what Solomon is saying is that on January 26th, 29th, we have a bearish reversal signal. Also on February 26th and 27th, we have a bearish reversal signal right there. And then he's also saying on, February 26th, 27th, and then we have March 12th and March 13th, we have another bearish candlestick reversal signal that all signals that the market was going down. Okay. All right. So the question now becomes, where do we go from here? Because again, you know, a lot of times anybody can talk about what's going on in the past, but it's like, okay, how do we plan going forward? Should we wait? Should we not do anything? Should we start getting ready for a market to bounce back? If so, how do we go about doing that? Okay. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, there's a lot more to it than what you can learn from this podcast. By no means should anybody be thinking that, you know, oh, because we talked about this fund. Yeah, because we talk about this on the podcast, that means that you need to go out there and buy it and all that stuff. There's a whole lot more to it that we don't talk about, we don't share about, that you need to know. So please be aware of that. But if I looked at the chart just from a chart perspective, I consider myself a chart master. And just from a chart perspective, I was just saying, okay, now based on what I see going on as of today, what should I be doing? The honest answer for me is like, do nothing. Okay. Now, if you were already in this market, short in this market, stay short. If you were long, hopefully you got out or you put some stops in place. But right now, let's say you're brand new. If I was brand new, just looking at this market today, there's nothing. There's nothing on this chart right now that tells me I should take any kind of action. Not to the downside, not to the upside, nothing. Why? Because I have nothing that tells me that, you know, the stock is getting ready to start heading higher. So for that reason, you do nothing. The direction that this market is going in right now is literally a downtrend right now. So we stay in the course of direction until something changes it. So unless you were already short in this market from back March 13th, then I would say just hold off. Now, the interesting thing is trying to find where we can see potential reversals. So based on my chart analysis, again, this levels that I drew right here, not exactly sure what the number is, but I would like to see what price does between today and next and the end of this week to see where it needs to turn. But as of today, if we were to say, hey, Wale, you buying anything? No, my answer is no. I don't see anything that tells me that I should be buying anything on that. And the same thing goes for the SPY or the SPX. I look at the SPX in general, but if we looked at the SPX, that's the same thing that's going on right now, which is nothing. The only thing I can say is like, hey, maybe we might have a potential double bottom level right here, okay? where the low back in February 11th, February 12th, price is like right around that same level again. But again, just because it's at that level and it looks like a double bottom doesn't mean I'm going in there and start buying right now. There's still a lot that I need to see that would tell me that, yes, this market is definitely ready to start hitting higher. And as of right now, as of this recording, which is about 12 p.m. Eastern time on March 26th, there is nothing that tells me that I should buy this market yet. So for that reason, we stand still. Let's shift gears just a little bit because I want to see like Facebook. Facebook is something that a lot of people have been talking about. What should we do? Is Facebook a time? Should we grab an opportunity to buy Facebook while it's down right now because we have a discount, an opportunity to buy it at a discount? Or should we stay away from Facebook? And that's kind of like, because I know a lot of people are talking about Facebook right now. Do you have any thoughts on that, Solomon? As I switch over to Facebook, do you have any thoughts on Facebook right now? No problem. My computer seems to be frozen. I'm not sure why Facebook is not coming up. Yeah, it's I'm not sure what's going on, but mine seems to be just stuck in limbo right now. I'm not sure why. Let me bring this chart over here so you can see at least this right now. All right. Okay, so this is what's going on with Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. Yep, right here. Yeah. Very good. Now, for those of you guys who might be watching this and saying, man, I have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, he's talking about call options and he's talking about selling puts and cover calls and all that kind of stuff. Again, I understand that these might sound like completely foreign languages to you. But again, this would be more for those who are more advanced, who might understand what he's saying. But for the simplicity's sake of it, for those of you guys who are just totally brand new, never traded before, don't even know what a stock is, you hearing him say all this kind of stuff, don't worry about it. I know it sounds like big words, but don't worry about it. These are all things that you'll be able to learn in the future. If I was just to simplify, basically what he's just saying is simply that, you know, hey, at this point in time, he's looking at back in July, the price of Facebook was around $150 back in July of 2017. With all the news that's been taking place with Facebook right now, price has come back down to that same level around $150. Okay. And so the question now becomes, should we buy Facebook now that it's a bargain price at 150? Because at one point in time, Facebook was as high as like 190 something dollars. And so it's gone from 190 something dollars to about 150. I'm not sure how much of a discount that is, but that's a pretty steep discount for a stock like Facebook. So the question now becomes, hey, should I be buying Facebook today? Should I not? And the question, you know, it's some one of those things where, again, there's just a lot of information that you have to see. But the one good news is the fact that, hey, it is coming down to a level where typically from a technical analysis point of view, meaning that when you look at the chart, you don't look at the news or anything like that. It has come to a level where if it's going to start heading back up, this would probably be a very good place for it to do so at around $150. Okay, that would be a very good place for it to do so. Why? Because in the past, back in July, the same level that Solomon was talking about, Facebook started really rallying higher. And the market has a tendency, stocks have a tendency to, you know, reverse, meaning that if it's already going down, start heading back up, or if it's going up, start heading back down around areas where price has really taken off or dropped in the past. And in this case, price really started taking off in July of 2017, around $150. And so now that price has come back to that level, you know, this is one of those things that people look at and say, hey, maybe this might be a good place to start buying again, because in the past, when it was around that level, price really took off. And that's what he meant when if you heard him say a demand zone. I like to just call it, you know, supply, support and resistance. You know, it's just a support zone. Okay. Price came down to that level, and then now it's ready to go. It's very, very basic technical analysis stuff. You can go on YouTube, you can see all that kind of stuff and learn about support and resistance. Some people call it supply and demand, but to me, it's still the same thing. It's just your preference of like what you want to call it. But at the end of the day, you know, that level is a level where it's like, hey, you know, if Facebook is to reverse, this would be the place for it to reverse. And so the way I would look at this is like, hey, let's watch this over the next couple of days. Let's watch this over the next couple of days. If you start seeing that Facebook actually indeed starts heading higher, then yes, this is it. This is that level. But as of right now, can anybody really say, yes, this is the level? There's not enough information just yet. Or maybe there is, but we don't know what that information is. At least based on the chart perspective, there's not enough information to say that $150 level is where it's absolutely going to reverse. And that's what trading is all about, is being able to see where it can reverse. But there are certain things we want to see that would tell us that it's already heading higher. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But Facebook, I know a lot of people are talking about it. I'm not in Facebook. Would I start? Oh, you're not in Facebook either. Good. Yeah, it was, you know, it's not one of those that I'm trading right now. At the end of the day, the question would become, hey, you know, when it starts heading back up, is this still the one I want to buy? It would all depends. It would all depends on, like, you know, just because it's a brand name doesn't mean that I have to buy it. I buy what I like based on the charts. Okay. And so we'll see what happens. But for right now, I'm saying too early to make a decision, too early to make any assessment. I haven't seen the things that I would like to see, which are reversal candlestick signals on the chart for me to say, yes, I'm ready to start buying Facebook. And it's not doing that right now. So for me, I'm saying Facebook is a wait for now. All right. Exactly. I'm so glad you said that, Solomon, because, you know, I've heard people say, oh, if a stock has gone down 10%, it's a buying opportunity. And I cannot subscribe to that theory. I'm sorry. I just can't. And the reason why is, like, I can just give you one great example. Enron. All right. If Enron dropped from $78 to $68, is that, you know, a good time to stop buying Enron? Well, we all know now in hindsight that it wasn't. At some point in time, when Aaron went from 68 down to 38, that was a 50% off. Would that be in a good time, at least actually close to 50, if not more than 50% off? Would that have been a good time to start buying Enron? No. We look at it now, it's like, hey, even when Enron went from $30 down to $5, that was a steep discount. And anybody buying on that theory is like, oh, because it's gone down in price, it's time to buy, would have kept on losing money. And so to me, it's like, no, I need to see some signs. I need to see something on the chart that says that, no, wait a second, it's actually heading up. And I know I get a lot of people say, well, what if by the time you wait for your signs and your signals is already too late? Well, then so be it. But at the end of the day, I'm not just buying blindly just because the stock went down. Mm-mm. That's just not how I trade. I'm sorry. All right. So anyways, one more stock that I want to talk about, and then we'll call it a day. It's GE. GE. This is another stock that a lot of people have been talking about. Let me see if my Thinkorswim platform is now working. Let's see if I type in GE. There you go. That's GE right there. All right. So let's do this. And let me remove all these lines off of this. All right. So here is GE. What is going on with GE? Oh, my goodness. Look at how much this stock has just been going down. Haha. Oh, man. It's time to get out. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't see this as anything right now that shows that it's ready to go up. Now, the first chance, because of how bad this stock has been beating up, in order for me to even tell when it's okay to start getting back into GE, is to look at it from a bigger time frame. This is where, you know, we have to like, exactly. So like for instance, some of you guys who are brand new don't know what I'm talking about. What we're talking about is this chart that we have in front of us right now is a chart of GE on a day-to-day basis. Like what does the price of GE do on a day-to-day basis? Right now it's going down. Okay, but you can also view the chart from a week-to-week basis and also from a month-to-month basis. And I like to go to the month-to-month basis because it gives me a bigger picture of what's going on. All right, now that's the good thing about it. The bad thing about looking at the charts from a month-to-month perspective is that you will not catch the exact bottom, or you might be a little late getting into the stock when it's getting ready to go higher. And a lot of people don't like that. They say, well, you know, by the time the month ends, it's already too late, or the stock could have moved 10, 15, 20% for that month and you missed out on that. And I am totally okay with that because, again, my number one priority is making sure that I don't lose money. Now, a lot of people look at trading as like, I got to make money. My number one priority is I don't want to lose the money I put into this stock. So I need to find the safest trades that I can get myself into before I start parting with my money. That being said, I know that in the process of looking for the safest, I will miss out on some stocks that have had a huge run up until the time that it's been brought to my attention. But I'm okay with that. When I look at GE from a daily chart point of view, which is a day-to-day perspective, it's just too much going on in the wrong direction, meaning that it's just going down. Then I say, look, if GE is to truly, truly start reversing, and if GE is going to go from where it is right now, around $12.83, $13, and it's actually going to make it back up to $28 and $30, well, it's not going to do that in a month. And so, yes, maybe I might not be able to jump into GE until it goes from $13 to $16. And people are like, oh, yeah, see, you miss a lot of money. I'm okay with that. Because from that monthly chart perspective, I am looking at this for a little bit longer term. I'm not looking at it from like, well, I got to make money today from GE and close out my positions tomorrow. It's like, no, I need to see that GE is truly ready to go. I'm more of the investor, longer term, midterm, holding on to my stocks for, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, 2 years, and stuff like that. Not necessarily, I got to buy today, sell tomorrow. So from that perspective, I have to look at this from a monthly chart. And if I go to the monthly chart of GE, man, look at how, oh, this is just painful. This is so painful to watch. Let me see something here. I'm going to go into the 20-year monthly, okay? And my gosh, it's just, I mean, it's coming. It's this is probably the lowest level, the second lowest level it's ever had in its 20-year history. The lowest being in the 2008 financial crisis when it bottomed out in March. But it's like approaching that level, you know, very, very soon. And so, again, at this point in time, GE has to show me some, at least 1 or 2 months of going up in price before I even consider jumping into GE. That's just me. What do you think, Solomon? Yeah. 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 Yeah, definitely not. This is definitely not a buy in my book as of today. Well, again, we'll have to see. And, you know, if tomorrow comes and I start seeing different information, then yes. But as of today, no information tells me that I should be buying GE. And for that reason, I'm not interested in buying GE. So that's just how it goes. All right. So anyway, so I'm sorry. Say that again, Solomon. It's absolutely. There's always other things out there to trade. You know, one last thing I just thought about it was Dropbox. Dropbox was just went public. Ticker symbol DBX. All right. DBX just went public. And let me show you. This is the chart right here. This, you can see, like, yesterday was literally the day it went public, and this is what it's doing today. Time will tell what should happen. But, you know, for those of you guys who might want to know, we have a video that we always do. I shouldn't say always do. It's a video we have about how to trade IPO stocks. And in there, you'll see a lot of information on how we trade IPO stocks. So, if you want to like learn how to tell, well, you know, here's a new IPO stock. Is this stock going to become the next, you know, Facebook, or is this stock going to become the next Amazon? Is this stock going to become the next Netflix? That's kind of like what I mean when I say IPO stock. And there's a video. I'm trying to pull this up real quickly so you guys can see that. But there's a video on that that you guys can go to. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. If you go to the store page on here, you will see where you can find that. And my internet is running super, super slow. I don't know why it's doing that, but nevertheless, somewhere down here is the, yeah, you can get the beginner's guide, and if you want more information about the advanced, you can get that. But it's a very good video to watch to let you know whether Dropbox is going to become the next Netflix, next Amazon. Maybe I shouldn't say next Facebook right now, because Facebook is doing so poorly. But again, you know, if you wanted to find stocks that you say, hey, you know, I wish I got into that stock when it first went public, well, this video kind of helps you to do that. So that's my little sales pitch on that. And then last thing, Solomon, I know you do the QQQs. Let's go back to the QQQs and close that out. I know you talk about the QQQs all the time, and we were just, you know, talking about this. Let me go back now. I now have this up so you can look at the NASDAQ. Is there anything else that you were trying to, I know you were trying to see something on the NASDAQ, and before you actually do that, let me do one more thing. The same thing that I was seeing on the QQQs, which is this right here, which is joining this level right here. And what I'm doing again is just taking the high up there and connecting it with the low right here. And that could be a potential for where price can start reversing. But at the end of the day, even though I'm looking at this from a daily chart point of view, you have, your way is not necessarily looking at this from day to day to day. It's like, how fast, I mean, you are in there, in and out, and how long? 5 minutes. So we talking about day trading, like, to the core. And is this like, this is every day that you do that? Okay. True. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. So I would just say, you know, at the end of the day, you know, market is like midway for the rest of the day. We'll see how it turns out. Tomorrow brings another day. We will keep you guys updated. Follow us on Facebook, guys. Follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, All Right Side Trading. I'll get that next time so I can give you guys that. I'll have that in front of me so I can give you that every time. But YouTube, Solomon posts a YouTube video almost every day, if not every day, definitely every week, on how he's looking at the QQQ. So you can definitely see that. We have two YouTube channels. We have a Right Side Trader, and we have a Right Side Trading. Okay, Right Side Trader with an ER at the end, and Right Side Trading. Right Side Trader, those are where Solomon posts most of his videos. You said every day you post your video, Solomon? Every week. Gotcha. That you can trade. Exactly. And again, you know, I think, you know, you're absolutely right. When it comes, you need to learn how to navigate through the market and know when to trade something, know when not to trade, know when to stay away from a stock or from a market, know when to take a break, know when to capitalize on it and jump all in. And so basically what I'm hearing you say is that exact same thing. So it just, again, that's what comes with experience. When you have a little bit more experience and you start knowing what type of trader you are and your trading style, what's valuable to you, you start seeing how to use the market to adjust to your lifestyle rather than your lifestyle adjusting to the market. So that's good. So we'll go ahead and end it out for this very first episode. I know we'll do better, but this is just our first one. We've been talking about this for quite some time. And so maybe next time we'll have, you know, and honestly, if you guys have any suggestions, we would appreciate it. Just be nice. You know, like we don't mind being corrected and, you know, given input, but, you know, some people are nasty when they do that. And it's just like, it just brings out the worst in people, you know, worse than me at least, you know. But if you're nice, say nice and say, hey, guys, you know what, good job, you know, but you could do better here. I would like to see more of this. Great. No problem. You know, we'd be more than willing to accommodate. But, you know, some people's like, you know, you guys are, you know, this and that. And, you know, just like, oh, man, you know, forget you guys. It's like, we don't need to do all that. Just, you know, leave positive comments, you know, constructive criticism. Say, hey, you know, this is what I like, but this is what I like to see happen better. And if we choose not to even do that, doesn't make us jerks or anything like that. It's just, hey, you know, we would do what we believe is the best for ourselves and for our audience as well, too. So. But if you'd like to hear some things, if you have some stocks that you want us to kind of take a look at too as well, we'll be more than happy to do so. The best way to contact us, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, just leave a comment on YouTube. If you're watching this on Facebook, you know, send us a message on Facebook. If you're watching this on Twitter, you know, tweet us back and let us know. And if you're watching this in any other kind of format or listening to this in any type of format where you don't have any contact information to contact us, just send us an email at info@rightsidetrading.com. That's info@rightsidetrading.com. All right. All right. So thank you guys, everybody. So we will be coming up with our second episode and we look forward to that. Until then, trade safe, trade cautiously, and remember to stay on the right side with confidence. Goodbye, everybody. All right, guys. Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm still here. Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. Let me stop one part. I haven't done the one for the anchor people yet.